The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream.
Live from First Class Sounds, it's DJ Scream. Big Bank is here, man. We got a special guest up on Big Facts. He is the number one nigga right now. He is fucking the whole game up. Lil Baby, welcome to Big Facts, bro. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm great, man. I'm happy to be here.
Happy to be here, man. Yeah, we're glad you're here. In tradition, man, you got to swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Can we swear you in, Lil Baby?
I swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, the absolute truth.
Every time.
Except, first off, bro, we want to say
seven court.
Appreciate to know you biz, you know what I'm saying? About to drop the album tonight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
First, most definitely.
Know you biz, know you been working and shit, you know what I'm saying? For you to even stop, take your time out to come fuck with us, bro.
I had to fuck with Atlanta, the real. I got to fuck with the real.
Nah, but I'm just saying, we really appreciate that
For sure.
Because you didn't have to.
Most definitely.
But you did. You know what I'm saying? Salute. So let's talk about the transition off top, bro. Like, how's the transition be, you know, from coming from the hood and then getting into the rap game been for you overall?
Overall, it's been a hell of a transition, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you still got the shit you gotta face in the streets, or the shit that come with being in the streets, and then now you're a rapper, so you already carry yourself a certain type of way, certain stuff you ain't going for, certain stuff you going for, so it be like different, you know what I'm saying, when you're making the transition. So, but the hardest part about the transition is just like transitioning, you know what I'm saying, like, cause it's really not like I'm kind of transitioning, it's like if you're doing it or you're not. So it'd be like a, be like a little gate, which you be kind of scraggling over.
What was that day or that moment when it hit you? Like, man, I got to leave some of this other shit alone, and
really never hit. It ain't never hit me like that. Like, my people hit me like it's over with.
Your people hit you?
Yeah.
Like, what people? Like the
like the people I used to deal with.
Yeah.
Just, like, it's over with.
Oh, it's over. It's burnt out.
It's over. It's just,
yeah.
You know,
find
it's good while it's lasted, you know what I'm saying?
Right, we gotta find something
else
to do.
And that gap, it was just like, shit, I'm just gonna stick to rapping.
Yeah.
So that's how it happened for me. Like, in my head, I probably was on some shit, like, I probably was gonna try to hustle forever, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Ain't no telling, you feel me? Nigga, mind really be trapped. That shit really a trap. Like, even now, my mind still be on stuff that don't even make sense, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I know it's because my mind been trapped for so long. That's the way I think.
But it seemed like, you know what I'm saying, watching you like from the ground and shit, it seemed like you don't let none of that shit phase you though. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like you say, your mind be on certain shit, seeing little petty shit, it like you just take that shit and keep ticking. Like no matter if a nigga name in the blogs or whatever.
I done been through so much real shit in life. That type of shit.
Make believe shit don't even matter.
Can't goddamn matter to me then.
Real shit.
That's then
real.
I know what come behind, like when I get myself involved in some stuff, and that ain't the route I'm trying to go. So I let that shit be.
That's real shit.
Yeah.
That's real shit. You know exactly, goddamn, with that back and forth shit, get a nigga.
Yeah, wait.
You know, nigga had to goddamn really, you know.
You feel me? Like, shit. One of us, something's
gonna happen. Some bullshit gonna happen.
My folks ain't gonna play.
No. Like,
and I ain't trying to even fuck up what I got going on.
Yeah,
so,
nah. Ignore.
You
know what I'm saying? Nigga ain't doing nothing. These niggas, that's the Instagram shit. Nigga ain't doing no face-to-face shit. That's why I always tell me.
It's always
hey, man, do that shit when you see me. You go see me.
It ain't gonna be that.
You go see me and you do that shit when you see me. All that Instagram. Man, I'm not studying that shit.
Let that shit be the reason, man. I ain't tripping.
Nah,
see,
real
but
shit.
Like, I don't see that shit and catch up with your ass. Catch up with you?
Shit. Nah, baby, I watch your whole grind, bro. Like, your rap grind, like.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, from
you
the
seen me, like, first start rapping, so.
Yeah, like.
You definitely can see
like,
it.
Like, the whole
whatever,
time,
whatever
like.
Whatever going, you can see it. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, bro.
But
you
I really can't see it, because
I know, can
like,
see
I'm
it.
In it. So it's like, every day is something different to the point where it's like, I'm going with it as it go by the day. So it ain't like. 6 months, I'm totally different from the last 6 months, even though I'm different, but every day in those 6 months, I change. So it's like, I'm gradually
bags changing every 6 months.
Bags like definitely change.
As them bags change, man, nigga ass want to be here more and more.
More and more, more and more. Like,
more and more.
Most shit don't matter. Like, bad cunt, down matter, down matter. Like, it's bigger than, you know what I'm saying? That's what matters the most right now.
Nah, but you could tell, like, you know what I'm saying? Me being an Atlanta nigga, you could tell that you breed it through hustlers, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's just off knowing you, like, and how hard you go with this rap shit that you don't even have to do. Like, I see goddamn drops from niggas. Like, how the hell didn't he get a drop from Baby? Like, you'll stop and really do the shit that's going to keep you on top.
Keep you going.
You get what I'm saying? Like, niggas be trying to ump in now.
It's crazy because I ain't never not even cut trial. I ain't even know that they can keep me on top. Like,
that's going to keep
niggas
you on
just
top.
Do it. Just cause, you know.
Little shit. No, I already know what you're saying. Like, that's coming from a... Just being a nigga with gratitude.
Yeah, I done appreciate you want me on your drop.
Exactly.
Like, instead of like, you know what I'm saying? Even though I know I might be the catch in this situation, but just from where I come from, for a nigga want to be like, baby, let me get you on my drop. I'm still like, come on with it.
Yeah, like, nigga, let's get it. Like, nigga, I've been turning this shit up. The whole world needs to see
however,
this
shit. Yeah, whatever. I want you to do the same thing for me. You feel me? Like, if I had nothing stopped you, like, hey, big bang, I'm having a podcast. I want you to just come pop in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I feel like you would come.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying? So. Yeah. Like, I'm going to do them same type shit. Like,
that's real.
Yeah. Every situation.
What you think of some other keys? Like, one thing we got to be real about in Atlanta is, like, sometimes niggas don't stay consistent. They fall off. So what you think some of the shit is that other people can do it that you've been doing to make sure that in 2025 we still going to be talking
believe
about
it? Believe it or not, I really look at the fall-offs than I do people's success. Like,
yeah,
I be on it. Like, I be trying to figure out where they went wrong at. Like,
what's some of the stuff you don't caught, though? Like, what you think it is?
I've been having a problem because it's like, I can't compare myself to nobody. Like, so, I can't say who's at my level and then fell off.
You don't think, but I think in Atlanta, like.
Nah, you do it different, though, Sean.
Yeah, you different.
Yeah, cause like, you fuck with everybody.
And then
like,
you fell off, so I can't even use somebody for, like, my guideline almost. You know what I'm saying? Like. You know, a couple artists that fell off in Atlanta, I kind of was on them.
Yeah.
When I was at their level, like, what they did wrong for me not to. Yeah. And now it's at the point where, like, I don't even have nobody to look at who, like, fell off at my level. You know what I'm saying? So, like, falling off ain't even in my head. But.
Think being too comfortable? Like, I think some niggas get.
I think when they get that, get cute, man.
They get cute.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas get on that cute shit. You know, we use cute up here, Big Facts, as another word is. You know, other I need back and all. You know that other shit instead of saying some real fuck shit. But he need to get cute and go to forgetting. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see Shouter, he on, like, from the big artist to the small artist.
Right. That's what I think matters a lot. Like, you got to stay in tune. Like, I feel like if I hadn't got in my bag and just went to L.A. and, like, left the bros and then I wouldn't even have nothing to rap about.
Six more months left in your career then.
Yeah, you're on the clock. Due to the fact I'm in the mix. And I still know what's going on. I know what to say. I know how to say it. Shit, I don't see me falling off. I'm on what's going on. But if I separate myself from that and I'm L.A., you know, on some Hollywood shit, I feel like that's when I fall off.
Yeah. So I think that's what it is. Niggas is getting comfortable Hollywood shit. And then too, like, when you come from having some money before you get into the shit, I think that's important too, because some niggas can't handle no money.
Right.
Nah, it ain't even the money, it's the hustle mentality that you have.
That's you know important what I'm saying? Too.
Yeah. Like, nigga come from hustling, like, no matter what, nigga, if we was some nigga that just only had goddamn, he had a pound, he had a half pound, we was still hustling.
Right.
See, niggas who come from this shit, just some broke ass niggas didn't get in this shit, they have a different type of complex and bitch shit about they suck, because they know they want shit. But shouting, these niggas been hustling, he got a crew of hustlers.
And
you know
the
what
shit
I'm
we talked about a few weeks ago, which is the pussy.
What?
Nigga think they popping because they get some pussy.
They can fuck these hoes and shit.
That make a lot. Like, nigga go to start feeling themselves out of these females, like, for sure.
For sure.
Nah, it seems like you don't have them problem about these niggas, about these hoes. These niggas, what is, like, have you ever had a problem out of a nigga about a bitch? Like,
shit, so crazy. I ain't even never had a run in with no nigga about no girl. Like, it's a couple dudes who are in the gang who really don't fuck with me, but it's because of a girl. They think it's a girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done caught in that drip, but ain't never been no.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I ain't never had
sucker
no
shit.
Nigga tip my phone. Nah. FaceTiming me, shout had some word. None of that, never. Cause I really don't need to be entertaining no girls like that to be caught up with no shit like that. You feel me? Like, but you know how these niggas be. These niggas be crazy too. They'll make it a problem. Like,
but created in their head.
Grace of God, like, I ain't had to go through that. Whatever be going on, you know, I hear a little slick shit. I can hear a little slick shit, and I know a nigga might be talking about me about a female, like, you feel me? But they leave it at that, so I leave it at that. You know,
real
like,
shit.
I go for that, you know.
It ain't nothing. So it ain't nothing.
It really ain't nothing. So I ain't had no, like, but I be hearing rappers, like, he called his phone and he was saying this, and then he was saying, like, a lot of these folks who be beefing be bap bros, like,
That's what Bank B says. Nine times out of ten.
But these, sometimes these niggas will fake it off and like it ain't that.
About something else. Of course. Yeah. It be by the bitch. Shit like that. I ain't never
like
been.
Everybody fucking these hoes, man. Yeah, that's what they realize.
Then I always been that nigga who fucking a nigga hoe, so like, I ain't never been into it. Like, even if I call a nigga fucking my hoe, I ain't my problem ain't with you. Because I know how these females be. You feel me? So I don't even know how I take a nigga coming at me by the girl, because nobody ain't raping these people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so if your girl goddamn fuck with me, you need to take that up with her.
Yeah.
Not me. You feel me? Even me, if I felt like you and my girl was fucking around, and
what
I
got like,
a problem, my problem with the girl, because that's where my loyalty's supposed to be at.
What if it's like a nigga who, like, you supposed to, like, we asked the question the other day, what if a nigga is supposed to be, like, your homeboy, though?
Yeah, and man, if I feel like I can't trust him, I might cut him off, but
I can't trust you, period, though.
I can't step to him and be like, bro, you did that. I didn't real deal fall out one of my main mans about some shit like that, though. Like, young, I'm like 14, 13, and he like 21, 22, his girl, she just like, you know, some girls like young niggas. Just. So I hit him one time and I told him, like, but he really like felt some type of way, like deep about it. But I was his little bro though, like ride the bike type shit. Like,
I ain't gonna lie though, baby. Like, when I first saw you, like in the club, it was you came to my party. I had a party that time.
Right.
And goddamn, the first time ever, like, I ain't know you was a rapper, but nigga, you was the same nigga then as you is now, bro. That shit crazy. Like, on some real nigga shit.
That's
like
the way I'm trying to keep it. You know
nah,
what I'm
real
saying?
Shit. Like,
get a little bit more money, so a nigga handle like, himself a little different. But for our just mindset and me, like, same nigga.
Nah, real shit, though.
Niggas really be, like, amazed at that shit. Like, I be bumping into them. Like, they probably, like, expect the nigga.
These
be,
niggas
like,
ain't doing that, bro.
Different.
Yeah, they not.
These ain't doing that, bro.
Right,
you get a whole nother nigga when you sing.
Whole that, different.
Whole nother nigga. Like, real shit. Like,
only thing, I might just be a little bit more aggressive because it just be so much bullshit going on, but other than that, like,
you gotta protect the brand for sure.
My people, don't let them walk up on me. Like, these my people, we sit talking. Like, we used to sit and talk. Like, I ain't on
same
like,
shit, yeah.
I ain't in a rush. I can't. But your kids need, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sit right there and wait on you to FaceTime. Is that what the case is? Like, whatever. Like, I don't know. I really get a thrill out of that shit.
Nah, that shit, because the nigga was already having hoes.
Shit like
having
that.
Having paper. I'm telling you, this is different, bro.
It ain't the shit I get through. I get through out of, like, baby, a real nigga. Like, baby, keep 1,000. Like, nigga ain't just on, like, that nigga fuck nigga.
You gotta be hating if you saying, like, baby fuck nigga.
That's
yeah, for
shit
sure.
I, like, that's the one you, on. That's the one you putting out there, like.
Yeah, that's the
you
one.
Really gotta be hating, nigga, because I ain't got no problem with nobody.
Yeah, I ain't giving them type vibes out before. Nigga just be like, baby, fuck nigga. Like, but you know, you got niggas who like that. But that's what I'm fascinated with, the respect I get, the look on people's faces,
embrace.
Like, when they see me, yeah, the way they, my city embrace me, like, even other cities, you know what I'm saying? Like, because now I'm at a point, like, I don't go nowhere where people don't know me. Like, it used to be, like, you know, like 5 out of 10 places they know me, but, like, now it's, like, 10 out of 10 places, like, I can't go, like, nowhere.
You
like,
caught that commercial, man. He on that commercial. What commercial that is?
Finish Line commercial, yeah.
Finish Line,
yeah.
You caught that commercial, man. That's yeah, worldwide.
Like, now, anywhere I go, they be on me. Like, anywhere, I'm talking about, like, any kind of place, like, from, you know, like, the craziest places you didn't even expect, like, the mail lady who take the mail to your house type shit. Mm-hmm. Like,
how that shit feel, just knowing, like, cause, you know, we been fly niggas been getting paid, but how it feel to know, like, you could jump in one of these whole DM, like, a bitch, like, bro, I can try this bitch up. I'm a little baby.
That'd be like hell of a feeling. You know, that's like where we come from. Like,
yeah.
That's why I explained to my folk. Like, bro, I really come from, like, nigga, like, dreaming this type shit. Like, what? That shit a nigga, like, you feel me? That's life to a
get
nigga.
This
like,
bitch,
what?
I got to.
For sure. Just for us. Like, that shit don't even be for me down there. That shit for, like, all of us. Like,
for everybody, bro.
I still got the one who fascinate, like, dream about it. Like, send me girls. Like, you know her? Like, yeah, I know her. You know what I'm saying? Like,
get up for us, bro.
Shit, like, for us, like, bro, I mean, not for you. Fuck it. Hell for us, like.
Real shit.
Then it ain't be no problem. I can tell them. They don't even know it anyway. Like, yeah, I did that for you. You know what I'm saying? For sure.
Not enough.
No. She don't even know. I don't even like you.
Nah, real shit.
One of the bros and put a hit on you.
Yeah.
Shoot my shot for you.
Crew,
you feel me?
See these young niggas.
They want to see you. They want to see you in person. They like you.
Yeah.
know what I'm saying? They watch you on TV, all that type shit.
Man, another thing the streets in the industry been buzzing on is your lyrics, bro. You just been going hard. You be having them lines, them quote. Every year he probably had a... Since the full Nelson, the wham, 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 the you need all that fine and
person.
Yeah, every year, every 6 months.
Mr. Notable
Quotable. Mr. Notable Quotable, bro.
I don't even know how they work like that, but damn sure be going. Like, yeah. But nigga, at the same time, I always tell the bros that, like come up with something you can make your caption.
That's hard.
Even when I'm thinking about, like, come up with something you can make your caption, like, that's how more people, that's how songs really going viral and shit, like. The songs that's popping, everybody got as their caption. Like, you gotta just get something that they can get your caption. To me, that's like a major promotion. Like, if it's one of them bars where people gonna, cause that's like the world right now, social media. So, like, everybody like posting something today. So, you can get them to post one of your bars and then, mm-hmm. like,
that should live forever.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
Yeah, shit. So, do you still get excited? Like, every time you walk out in front of a crowd and they got them?
I don't even get excited.
Not excited, I'm saying, is it still a certain feeling? You know what I'm saying?
I ain't put my mind in it, so I ain't even there. I'm just rocking the show.
I dig it.
You feel me? Like, every now and then, if I lock eyes with a girl or a nigga, he just every word and he just white Pakistan. And then I almost had to get up out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, I catch a girl, she like almost like she about to faint. Like, you feel me? Like,
we was in Nigeria and they were like, baby just left.
Yeah,
like I'm saying, like you going shit like
shit
that,
like that, like now them, like them touch me a different way. Like I'm like there, like I'm making my mind be there. Like damn, like, I'm African.
Yeah.
He felt like being like word, real word. Deal. Like I'm like, yeah, that's it. Like you know what I'm saying, that's it. Then
I done did so.
Yeah, then I ain't even got to my nowhere near my best yet. That was just like on the just the golden, and I got that type of love, like. So just say I went there like a year ago. So them people, like, it means something different for them that I came. So they've been following me this whole year.
Yeah.
Next time I go, it's going to be even bigger. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm, like, ready to go again. Like, I went the first time and they already knew, like, I came. So now they, like, look at me back different. Now I come back, they, like, really love.
Yeah, nah, cause they don't be believing the nigga come to them spots.
Yeah,
like,
a lot
that.
Of people,
thinking the nigga don't come.
A lot of people don't come, though. But yeah. I ain't want to come. Shit, I wasn't going to come. Like. I fold P a lot, like he just stayed on me, like hell no, man, you gotta go, man. Ooh, to the point they even like, shit, I let you keep my percent, goddamn, but go, like you need to go. Mm. But in my head, you know, like 12, 16 hour flight, and I can't take nobody with me, and they don't got good food, and I hate being stuck, I can fuck around. I'm just like, I ain't going, you feel me? Like, I don't wanna do it. Whatever the case, I don't wanna do it.
But they had you with the escort and shit through the city and all that shit, right?
Yeah. Now I had to fuck around. At first, I was just standing in my room. Then this dude, Davido, look, African rapper, he been in Atlanta sometimes.
Yeah.
Davido.
He said he had you on the jet skis and all that shit.
When I fuck around, Davido pulled up on me like, that shit was like,
he made that shit like
the best shit ever. Like,
yeah.
Like you would leave Atlanta. Like,
right.
Real deal, like, cause he like, his daddy like a king.
Yeah.
So it's like, how the bros probably feel running around with me all day. Like,
we could do anything.
Yeah, like, we could do anything. You feel me? Like, bro, I'm back. It. Like, yeah. However, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of them. I got an African, like, but way deeper than, like, me. Like, the police do what we tell them to do.
Yeah.
Like, that level, like, when we get to a certain street, the police go and start following us. Like, we hop out the car, they like a whole different level in Africa. Like, Africa will make you respect America, though.
Yeah, nah, for sure, you right.
Make you respect and shit. All them places overseas.
Wiz Kid, we was on the fuck with the nigga Wiz Kid.
Right.
He from right there, where they had the shit at. He the same way out there, like, they fuck with him out there.
Yeah, like going out there in them different countries, they got different morals and shit. So, like, just talking to them. Then I got a chance to meet a couple of them, like, couple like soccer players and shit, like, so I just when I fuck around and just meet one of them, I want to know so much, I just ask them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me too.
Like something simple, they ask you like, where you from? Like, you like America, they like, where you from though? Like where you from? They want you to be like, where you from in Africa? Like, when you ask them where they from, they tell you where they from, then they tell you like where they lived. Like, I'm from Ghana, but I'm from Amsterdam. You know what I'm saying? Like, just simple shit like that. Like, they hold everything be like, I ain't claiming nothing. Nobody brung us here. Like, We were slaves and got brought to Amsterdam. Like, I ain't claiming Amsterdam. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, like, deep, deep, like, some shit. Like, we on childish, like, street games. Like, leave folk really on that about their culture, like, their family, like, they. That shit be deep to me. I be
we soft skin
like
over here, bro. I told that, bro. This shit soft skin, bro. Them folk got they shoes off over there, Jack.
Yeah, we real soft. Real mud. Type. Like,
yeah, bro.
Like, they ain't, like, getting out the mud. They, like, getting out the mud, for real.
Like, riding from the airport, what that shit look like? But that shit stink.
Boy, I'm talking about, like, real deal, like, respect it. This shit make you respect everything. Like, boy, I'm telling you.
This shit pitiful, yeah, bro.
Africa ain't no joke.
I'm African. Like,
but them folks still going through that shit. And niggas over here complaining about these bitches.
Hey.
Yeah, shit like that. Man.
Does little baby worry about some shit like traveling around and shit? This is a question for everybody. Anybody care about the coronavirus shit? Do you think about that shit when you hear about it?
Yeah, I kind of thought about it, but I be on some like... I'm on some manifestation shit.
Yeah, that shit with Chinese folks. Shit can't harm niggas, man.
Yeah, I ain't.
That shit ain't for us, man. Yeah, we don't been through too much
I
shit.
I ain't trying to put... I be saying it, too. But I got that real immune system. Like, you been in prison, your immune system could take anything.
Be different,
man,
huh?
Shit. You go to one of them level 5 camp where they don't even clean up that bitch. That bitch, like, man.
The coronavirus down
there. That shit down there. That shit been down there, man. You don't get sick of that
shit. I already caught that shit.
But you can live, goddamn.
Yeah, you can live.
Yeah, body, my sister could take that shit to get used to it. I ain't tripping.
So what's one of the worst things you hate to see a new artist do to try to get on? Like if I see an artist doing that, you really want to call this nigga like, nah.
I be telling him, like going at other niggas, like in your raps.
Like dissing niggas and shit?
Like even
clout shit.
Even like soft dissing niggas. Like,
yeah.
Like I could have more than everybody, but I don't say that in my songs. I just say what I got.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't like, I'm riding this and y'all niggas riding them little bit ass car. Like, don't y'all niggas it.
Yeah.
Don't y'all
hard.
Niggas.
That's hard.
You know what I'm saying?
Hard.
Like,
yeah, because anybody like can take that personal.
Don't even act like you going at people. You know what I'm saying? If you going to pop your pop. Like, people going to respect you more for being humble. Like, not like you goddamn big bad wolf. Like,
yeah.
They got respecting it. Like, even like my artist Dirty Tay, like, for instance, like, I know for a fact we ain't never had shit. No, none of us. Even them like more than me, cause I done had something before. Like even before I started rapping, I was like already a little baby. You know what I'm saying? Like I already had a name.
Yeah.
I already get real money to the point where I gotta handle myself certain type of way. I've been having people like that's a little baby. I've been catching people tell people like that's a little baby.
Yeah.
Before I was a rapper.
Yeah.
Like I've been having people want to take a picture of me. I don't rap no. They just want to take a picture with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like shit like that. So. Just say Dirty Tape and my artist goddamn. People wanna take a picture of him, they posting his page, you got bad hoes, goddamn, posting your shit now. You got rich niggas like saying what's up to you when you walk in the building. You know what I'm saying? Like folks want, like that can automatically put you on a high horse. You know what I'm saying? Cause first you can vow they weren't doing that, now they doing that, so you're gonna start feeling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always telling like, hey bro, don't let that shit go to your head. Like, nigga might tell me something, like, so? Like, that shit don't mean nothing. Like, on some, like, not on no hang shit or nothing, you know I ain't.
Yeah, hold on, you saying what, breaking down? What?
Like, he might just say, bro, like, said, posted my shit. And I'm like, so? You mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that don't mean nothing.
Don't let it get in your head.
Ain't saying,
he supposed to.
I ain't saying, like, don't appreciate it. Like, yeah, repost it. Like, tell him appreciate it, but don't put it in your head. Like, you that nigga, because y'all posted your shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, nah. You
got a nigga in that bag, so you that
nigga. You gotta be that nigga when you, yeah, when all. That's what I be saying, like, I won't be saying I'm that nigga. Because, goddamn, it's like levels that I ain't at yet.
Let the people say it, though.
For real.
Yeah, that's like that.
Like, that's me. I never put a title on myself, bro. I let the people make up the narrative of whoever the fuck you think I am.
I got one of them bars, like, one of them deep bars like that in one of my songs. I'm emotionally scarred, like, I really like, I ain't into that. Whatever the people say I am, then that's what they say I am, like. I ain't gonna say I'm in Atlanta. Like, you know, I pop my shit, like, but just far as, like, shit I say, I ain't on it.
Yeah.
I ain't on no, I rap better than these niggas. You know, like, I'm gonna say my little.
Oh, no, you got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For the most part, like, I ain't on it.
You ain't ego tripping.
I ain't ego tripping at all.
Yeah.
At all. Like,
that's the
and
worst
when
thing.
I congratulate you, I really mean it. Like, it's really enough money out here for all of us in this game. Like
too much.
Any like we serving the same 10 niggas where it's like.
Thank you. Or the city. We ain't even serving the same niggas in the city.
City so bro, ain't come on, man. No we can competition.
Man,
like,
come on, man. I was just talking
about it. Ain't like no pack where it's like, if I bought the pack from you, I can't buy the pack from you. I already got a pack. Like, man. I could buy both of the packs. The same person could buy everybody's shit. One person.
Man, come on,
same
man.
One person buy everybody's shit. Ain't no sense to us, goddamn. Man, make them, I'm trying
just
to make them folks buy your shit.
Just
your
different
shit,
exactly,
shit.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Like, everybody's shit. I'm trying to make them folks do it.
You at the top, bro. It's safe to say you're number one. So, you know, sometimes that just come with just hate and different type of shit you don't experience. So, what if you woke up one day and a nigga decided on a rap song, I'm going to diss a little baby? Like, said your name and shit. Like, would you go to the studio and...
Hell no.
Okay, we're just trying to see. No response.
No response.
What if they got a little buzz?
I might tweet, I heard that.
Oh, you heard it? Okay, you're going to give him a tweet.
Something. I heard that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when we get on your ass, when I see
you, okay.
That's just why.
Yeah.
Shit, there it go.
Ain't going to be no back and forth. No back and forth.
Y'all going to get on my ass or...
We going to see you. We going to see you.
You like,
gonna
my name in the song, bro. Yeah. Then we on the same show and shit.
Yeah.
Man, shit.
So ain't going to be no rap competitions with Lil Baby.
No, goddamn.
The energy you put out is what you get out. You don't even put out
You don't put that out. I don't foresee that. But some niggas just be like you say, they hate themselves, so they just go hating everybody.
Them niggas gonna look. Niggas ain't gonna look. They want to do it. It's some niggas want to do it now, but they can't.
They
can't.
They can't. Probably go against them. Like, you trying to diss little baby?
Exactly, bro. Niggas can't. Like, niggas want to do it now, but they just can't do it.
Yeah, backfire.
You can't do that because niggas gonna be like, man, that's some sucker shit. The real niggas, the fans,
doing that for you to diss. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't shit. They be just straight, ain't shit. If it got out, you would be like, damn, shout out, real hater. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Just like you said, if you hang, you just fuck nigga, like, straight up. Just. I know niggas I did something too, don't even hate me. Like, shit,
I'm God, but that's what we say. That's when you know. That's when you know your music. That's when you know you hot and you on fire.
Straight ops.
Like, man, that nigga jamming. I know he. I know he did woo woo woo, but he jamming.
Damn, but that shit powerful, boy. That music,
real shit.
Yeah.
Music powerful though, for real.
That's the power of hits, bro. When you make a hit, when you make a hit, that's how it be, bro.
Yeah, nah,
you know what I'm saying?
That shit powerful.
Yeah.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
It's going down March 20th. It's the shit show at the Buckhead Theater. You know, this the ATL Apollo where all the up-and-coming stars come to shine. If you can make it at the shit show, you can make it anywhere. It's the funniest shit you ever seen in your life. And it's all going down March 20th at the Buckhead Theater. Make sure you go to theshitshowatl.com right now and get your tickets. March 20th at the Buckhead Theater. It's the shit show brought to you by Live Nation.
Well, my turn, bro. That's the album. Talk to us a little bit about this. We've been hearing you say which.
Now my turn. Come out tonight.
Yeah.
I got 20 songs, like 8 features. I really don't be having a lot of features from people. I got like Future Thug, Gunna, my 2 artists. Moneybagg Yo, like my regular people I be dealing with on the basis. So got them on there. I feel like this is my best album yet. You know what I'm saying?
Why is that so? Because, I mean, that's what a rapper usually say. This is my best shit yet. So you're supposed to, but why do you think so?
I ain't never said that, though. Like, this is my best one yet.
He's saying, like, why you be thinking, dropping them?
Like, I know because over the year, I ain't even dropped music in a year. Since I joined the game, I was dropping a tape, like, every 4 months. You know what I'm saying? Like, this time, I really didn't drop nothing in a year. So it's like, and then it ain't like all the 20 songs from, like, 2-3 months ago. So it's like, everything I went through in that year and my mindset from that year, like a whole year of just whatever I've been going through, whatever it been, however it been. Then I got in the studio again when I'm like down there perfecting my craft. When I first was just like trying to be a rapper, my other takes been trying to be a rapper. Like this take like I'm a rapper, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I like,
yeah.
I really put thought into it, you know what I'm saying? Like not like thought into my music, but just like the whole setup, like.
Yeah, the whole rollout and everything.
I gotta put an album out. I put a thought into it versus just go in the studio, make a song, and put that shit out. You feel me? I like, kind of put thought into this.
Why you call it my turn?
Cause I feel like it's my turn to everything I'm doing. Like my turn showing the way to go. My turn showing like who that, like who not. Like my turn just being like a lot of people say they can feel like it's been my turn, but to me it haven't. Like, at all. To where I'm trying to go, like. Yeah, it was my turn to get started already. But now it's my turn to do what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, I did have my turn already, like, to get started. I was the new artist at first. I had my turn as the new artist. Just came in. Now it's my turn to be like.
Seal the deal.
You know what I'm saying?
Seal the deal, nigga. I'm here.
Like, nah, stay. Put me in that category. Yeah. Put me in. Like,
don't start mentioning me with the legends.
Shit like that.
Because I'm here now. I'm trying. I'm out of my shit on
this. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Then it only get better from here on out. So shit.
Why? Because the nigga gonna start seeing shit that, like, I know the situation you in, you seeing shit, different shit that you never thought you'd see.
Exactly.
Every other day.
Everything we doing, I'm just saying it's something to rap about. Whatever I do, man, it's just something to rap about. And we're like, damn, you, man, it's something to rap about. Whatever the case may be.
Yeah, yeah.
It's something for me to rap about, because now that's my life, so whatever I got going on in my life, shit, I can put that shit in the song. I ain't tripping. I spent that much. Shit, that shit is something to rap about. Shit,
you got them folk with the big GT, man. You got them folk getting them shit redid.
Shit like that. Like, something to rap about, literally, though.
You know,
like,
real shit.
Like,
that's
something.
Embarrassing.
Whatever,
dog,
however you do it, whatever the day might consist of with me, that's what I'm rapping about.
Good baby, you hard, bro. No cap.
I appreciate it.
What's some other shit you want to do? Because you're talking about everything you done did in a pretty fast time so far. So what'll make you happy now? Like, one of your partners popping off, rapping that's under you? Like, what's the other shit that'll make you happy?
Yeah, that definitely. More than one of them popping off rapping. Mm-hmm. Where I can make money off of them.
Okay.
And then, like, because if they make $10,000 to $15,000 a show, I don't make money off of that. Mm. Like, so that mean they gotta be like me damn near for me to make money.
You want more you, and you embrace that.
Yeah, you gotta be hard. Like a me that's for hard. Me to for me to make money.
Niggas be thinking out there. I hate when I hear niggas say like, this nigga feel like he wanna be bigger than me. He's supposed to.
I want you to be bigger than me.
He's supposed to.
I can chill.
Yeah.
You feel me? The moment you be bigger than me, baby, don't drop another album, man. I can chill.
Facts.
I drop one with you if you want me to. Like, man, I can go on and go this way. I ain't got to worry about falling off. Yeah. When I fall off, you fall on.
How make you feel to see niggas, like, emulate you or try to rap just like you and shit and try to be you? Like, how that shit make you feel?
Hey, it's so crazy. I see it, but I sometimes it pisses me off they do it too much. Like, like, come on, ease up, bro. Like, your folks gonna notice it. Notice it. You feel me? Like, but for the most part, it's more on some, like, for instance, like, how you from Atlanta? Like, just say Future, for instance. Like, if he do something, like, whatever he was doing, goddamn, like, niggas gonna do it. Like, at that time when he was just, like, had the city, like, whatever. The game going on, like, that's what niggas wanting to do, right? Like, so with me, it's, like, the same thing, like, I respect that. That's what y'all want to do. Like, that's the thing to do. Like, I ain't gonna be like, damn, he trying to steal nigga swag. Like,
nah, for
I'm
sure.
On like, you know, that's
y'all gonna
like,
start wearing Dickies. Got them. The young nigga wearing Dickies.
That's what's going on. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, you got that shit together. I ain't on no like y'all nigga trying to dress like a nigga.
I'm talking about
like,
niggas who trying to sound into my be little baby.
Sound and look.
Like, he don't even want to be little baby. He want to be the imp. He want to be the little you.
I mean, I ain't.
There's a couple of them niggas out there.
I ain't want to be no little nobody, but goddamn. I don't know how I feel about that. I ain't gonna lie. I don't really be like,
you know. Because you know you don't been in the club and you don't heard a song, like, I ain't make that shit.
Niggas from out of town.
Yeah, I be hearing that a lot, though. I tell you, I'm like, I don't need me. But I just feel like I said, it's enough money for all of us to the point where I don't be tripping. Like,
yeah. That's good energy, bro.
Like, I ain't,
salute that.
You said the right shit.
Yeah, I salute that.
I don't, nobody can't be little baby better than me, so I ain't tripping. You feel me? Like, you can act like me all you want to. Ain't gonna never be a chance where you acting like me get bigger than me.
Yeah.
Cause I'm me.
Yeah.
I stop showing you what I do, you won't even be able to act like me. Then you gonna be lost, and I'm still gonna be doing what I'm doing. So I ain't really tripping. I want people to do what I do. In a sense, you get what I'm saying?
Like, what's up with these bitches, man? These hoes going crazy. What you gonna do out here, man?
Man, no, I would just be.
What you gonna do out here, man?
I be busy.
You be busy.
I be busy, bro. I be, other folk be telling me that shit. Like, I be late to it. Like, I'm like, it'd be too late by the time I get it. Like, what the fuck? Like,
oh, this shit out there.
Yeah, I might get a call, but I don't even know where that shit come from. My folk be tripping so much, everybody. Yeah, try. I don't even think about why they tripping.
You gonna make this shit a bar.
Hear me then. That's all it can do, it turn into a song. Like, Something for me to rap about, man. Y'all,
something for you to rap about.
Give me something to rap about, man.
Who's my sales? I'm finna drop too.
Man, I ain't see that what I ain't with though. I wish it would have happened around the time I went finna drop.
Yeah.
Cause I ain't with that. Like,
you only popping because of this, or this only
she going number one.
Yeah,
though,
you know, yeah, like, no, regardless,
even though you
one.
Know I ain't only popping because of that, but still, I just don't even want
and
that.
You might try to throw that in the mix.
I just don't even want that around my wave. Like,
yeah,
when your album drop, then you know that shit ain't fake. That shit my real life. That shit wasn't supposed to go like that. You
yeah, that no shit wasn't no marketing
gimmick,
scheme.
No marketing scheme. I don't go.
Nah, niggas
I don't
know
got
that
marketing
shit.
Schemes,
know that
you know
shit.
What I'm saying, like. But niggas do shit like that, though. You feel me?
For real?
Yeah,
they got,
yeah.
They, but they
yeah,
got to.
They got
they
all
no
type
choice.
Of skin. But it's by default.
Oh, these niggas out here making their own
see, like,
memes
now
and shit.
Now I got label, like myself. I'm seeing the tricks and trades or it takes to help your artists get popping. You know, like, a lot of that I ain't really have to go through because I just had, like, but I'm just saying, like, from trying to pop somebody from nothing who don't got what I had and shit, like, they got all kind of tricks and shit for niggas, like.
For real?
What? But you'll be surprised. Like, it ain't even no like no paying or nothing by no money. Just like
scam.
Just like it ain't even no scam. It's like promotion. These folk got these companies. They come up with these bright ass ideas.
They
and
clever
they
as fuck.
That
right?
Shit work.
Oh, okay.
Like they come up with them. You know, shit. I do. Like I go viral. And, like naturally. Like I just try something. But these folks really got game plans to go viral and that
yeah.
Shit work. You
yeah.
Feel me? Like
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they got them.
Shit, I need to call them folks. That other nigga need to go viral.
They ain't talk to everybody. You feel me? They don't talk to everybody.
Who
you got to just
folks,
meet
man?
Them. You feel me? Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Who know them folks?
I need to meet them folks. I've been hearing about them. I ain't met them yet. And I'm going to turn you on. I meet them. Yeah, I got these folks we got down. Show.
Nah,
run the whole Atlanta through that bit. They like, damn, every nigga from Atlanta pop.
Them little ass niggas be with you, bro. Them niggas really be with you. Like, little ass boy. Like, I seen a little boy, he had to be 7 years old, man. On stage, bro.
He like 10.
Nigga pocket full,
but,
too.
But they like the other bros, little bros.
Yeah.
Man, shit like that. Like, or they live in apartments.
But they already bro. Raised up popping it, though. Them young niggas already got
they
it.
They live in apartments, like, literally. So, like, I just come out there. They live there. Like, they 24/7 and shit. Like,
yeah.
They don't know nothing else. That's what it is. Like, so shit, that's what they gonna be like. So I'd rather just have them with me and just, instead of just, you feel me?
Yeah.
Trying to do some more shit to be like me. You feel me? I'd rather just, y'all could just hang with me. I'm make sure y'all be fresh. Y'all go to school. I get whatever. I'm talking about whatever. Like, the crazy shit. Whatever y'all want, y'all can get.
Little nigga turned up.
And just whatever. Yeah, that shit. That's what I'm fascinated with. Like, I ain't fascinated with cars. I ain't fascinated with jewelry. I'm fascinated with like seeing my folk do good. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
seeing another person come from nothing to be something. Yeah, that's real.
That's hard.
Or seeing me be able to help somebody, like that'd be the best feeling. Like, I could really go on the block and get like 3-4 niggas 2-3 thousand. Like, man, you know how that shit make me feel? Cause I already know how it make them feel. Like, I can imagine me standing on the block and a nigga come through, like, the rich nigga from around the way and give me 2 bands.
Mm.
Man, like, man, that's the dream.
I know
like,
I had to get them homeless back
you feel
in the
what
day
I'm saying?
Like,
yeah, you get what I'm saying? Like, I ain't even, I can't even imagine 1,000, like.
Yeah.
I see nigga I go to school with at the store still. Show that you be doing, yeah, I buy you 2 pounds. Just like. I don't even know, like, I don't talk to them for, I don't want to see you, no, nothing, whatever. Just, like.
Get right, nigga.
That's what turned me on. Like, that's what I'm chasing. Like, you know, like, no new watch, no new
like
cars. Like, I do that shit whenever I do it just because, but that ain't really what I want to do. Like, for me fucking with everybody else be my get off. Like, shit, I get off all that. Buy my mama no shit, sister them hoes. I get off on shit like that. Cause at this point, me buying, they don't even. Like, I want to see my little buddy and them Fred. They that shit look better on them anyway. Like, to me.
That's real.
You know you love Atlanta for sure, but any other cities that you fuck with that you feel like when you get there, like it's almost like home?
I don't really fuck around. I don't fuck around.
It's like, Atlanta for you.
I'm handling my business and come back home.
Yeah.
I even come back home every day. Like, I got show Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I come back to Atlanta every day.
Will you
I
fly?
I show and come back, and then go back.
You fly back?
I land back in Atlanta 8 o'clock in the morning, and we leave again at 6, 7 o'clock in the evening.
What if you in Texas?
I come back to Atlanta and then go back to California. Yeah.
I was just dropping in, see my baby, whatever I want to do.
Yeah, you feel me? Yeah. See my little boy, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever, I might have some little run around it and that, and I'm just, but that's what I just, because at first it was like, I had to get back. So that's what I was accustomed to, so that's what I do. Like, I don't stay gone.
What, like on papers or something?
Just all of it. Yeah, I just had to. I had to be back because I had to have a pass to go to each place. Then, like, hustling, I probably just trying to get back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, my boy, like, coming into my own and shit.
All like type of shit. Yeah, you feel me? I done left these folk with this shit, and I can get back. I can go in 3-4 days. So, then, like, having a girlfriend when you are, like, gone 3-4 days, that shit going to be hard. So, it just, like, really just for everybody else down there. Like, come back and get them a part of me. Like, every day, that's what I do, versus just being gone. I could be gone, though. Like, it got to make all the way no sense to come on.
Like, when you in the crew, like, coming up, like, hey, you lost some niggas along the way just because you...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what you think that was, like, niggas just jealousy or what?
I mean, like, I lost my main mans before I even blowed up. But on this money shit, so like, I ain't even getting let niggas get close to me to lose. Like niggas already lost. Like, the ones I love, they like, I damn sure ain't even gonna get them a chance to burn me, really. So they good already. Like, they ain't even gonna get a chance to cry me down there. Like,
yeah.
And then they do
that. Ain't putting you in no situation like that.
Yeah.
Let you steal some or something.
Yeah, then they do. Even then, like, ain't even, you feel me? Like, it's just the mentality, you feel me? Like, I ain't even too tough, nigga. I ain't gonna have no chance to steal from me. For real. Like,
oh, you got your shit too.
Hell. Two gonna be between y'all two.
Between
both y'all gonna get it. You feel me? It'll be between y'all two. Like, ain't no really like.
Yeah.
I done had an incident before where somebody stole something from me. 10 bands. I had 40 bands on the table. Somebody stole 10 bands. But it was like 10 people in the room. So that was just one of them.
Nigga struck.
You feel me?
Yeah,
like,
you got out. I don't know
got
who
out.
Did.
I
yeah.
can't say who did. I go crazy on everybody though, but you know, can't blame nobody. So you in this studio, matter of fact, in this studio. But other than that, like, I ain't really too tough. I ain't really had no problems on that, cause I be on it. Like,
what made you go back to the Dickies though? Like, niggas, when you coming up, niggas in your hood wearing Dickies and shit, OGs and shit.
Yeah, that been like the D-Boy swag.
Yeah, nah, like, no, I'm just saying, like.
Like, Dickie suit, go Dickie suit, like.
But you brought it to this generation, though, you know what I mean?
Right, but I was already wearing Dickie suit from the other generation. Like,
fact.
I been hanging around the older niggas, so I been know about the Dickie suit, Nike boots, like, shit like that, like real trap gear.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think exactly. Oh. One of the bros just told me that they, cause that's why I ain't, niggas ain't really been wearing them, cause they was the fat ones.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, they ain't really wearing the big clothes no more, so they ain't really wearing the dick.
I take my shit to the cleaners, get them
Hit. See, but then my man, they started making them slim. They just didn't start making them the slim way how we wearing our clothes, so.
Yeah.
I just like, I'm gonna go dicky suit. Goddamn. I went to the real Dickie website and just ordered them. Just ordered every color shit, man. I don't every cent, man.
Oh, they fucking with it.
But this nigga, that nigga, that. And I'm like, oh, man. So I done DM Dickie myself. Like, y'all need to come on with
him. Him,
hey, man.
Him, man.
Y'all see what's going on?
Now.
I know y'all see what's going on. Man. Ain't no way. That shit ain't.
Y'all have had a spike in price.
Ain't no way, ain't no spike. Ain't went up. Ain't no way.
That's the best way though, cause niggas don't wear the same shit twice, really.
Yeah, that's really the best way. You can throw these away easy.
Yeah.
And be fresh.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Really be fresh. Really throw it away when you get done, like, and get you another. Like, no
less than $60.
Then you can get you. To then, that's what I'm saying. They high now.
Yeah, like, they went up.
They even went up to like
they know what they got.
The
pants, nah, they know what they got.
The jacket,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Jacket,
nah, they know
like,
what they got.
100.
Yeah.
Because when I used to go over there and $20 on the play, it's
exactly.
For you. Like,
they were
$20.
I kept going there with a 40 and goddamn
whole outfit.
Out. Nigga, wonder why I'm wearing the motherfucker, man, because I don't like, I don't, nigga, I wear them bitches every day. I don't care.
Like, easy.
It's the cheap shit.
It's cheap. It's look good, and you can do it the right way.
Why get not? More bitches in them dicks, man.
All the way. You don't got to worry about nothing.
They can't fit no bank rolls in them bitches, really, man. That's the only thing about them.
Yeah, you got to just goddamn have that motherfucker on you the long way.
The
yeah.
Way,
you got to have them on you the long way. Goddamn, you ain't gonna bet it. Put too much in them. You gotta have your little bag or something close by.
Like going in Crucial or going in a club out of town, you'd rather go in Crucial, huh? Like Atlanta shit. Like, you like Atlanta. Like, I see.
Now,
like, you don't turn out shit in Atlanta. You let anybody. Come on. Like, nigga, baby had 10 shows in the butt in Atlanta.
That just because of the city. So, like, I'm there. But, like, out of town, I'm performing. Like, out of town, I be having shows. They be, like, concerts and shit now. So, like, I don't really just have, like, little club hosts and shit that much. Like, after parties and shit. But it don't be the same vibe. But I went to Crucial the other day with Dirty Table, ain't the same vibe. I really just sat in the back and just sit back. Cause
yeah, that's what I did.
I ain't even just get on stage or nothing. Like, I ain't really
feel like I'm showing out if I just
like,
do
like,
that.
Yeah, I
feel like I'm overdoing it.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, cause I came in there with Brenham. It just, I don't know, my vibe just like just sitting in the cut. You know what I'm saying? I had to go just to go. Mm-hmm. I walked up there one time, you know, I'm in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really didn't even want to go, to be honest.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, nah, I just said Crucial, like, Atlanta club is
yeah,
better.
But like, nah, you said Crucial, so Crucial is a different vibe than
it's really. Just an Atlanta club, yeah. There's Crucial and there's Atlanta
yeah,
club.
I really going there because, like, you know, safe haven, like, you know, out of town. Ooh, the bros don't even have fun because they watch me. So, you know, it's like, we at work down there, you hear me? Like,
yeah.
Can't get it bad. We got to leave out here safe. Yeah. Goddamn, make sure nobody do no goofy shit. Yeah. But like in Atlanta, you know, we more chill.
Yeah.
Even though I'm still getting paid, but you know, it's like.
We at home.
I came home, I'm in town. You know, I got bros who can't leave out of town, all that. More folk with me, more home, you know.
Yeah.
It's a feel. Like out of town, it might be 5 of us. You know, like, nigga ain't going to the club 5 deep. You feel me?
Nigga tweaking.
You feel me? Like,
yeah,
so,
nigga tweaking out of town.
So we got to go to the club 5 deep. We had a big ass session, them 5 of us. You know what I'm saying? Shit don't even be all that. You feel me? Like, so Atlanta, you know, you vibe with your bro. You kick how you want to kick it. You know what I'm saying? So, but you know, my concert be cool. Come on, stay by myself.
Yeah.
Feel me? Whatever we leave, we get back on the plane. Deal. But far, like, going to the club, I been in a session. You know, 4-5 of us and shit like that. So, I don't really like going to the club. Like, out of town.
What's the worst shit a nigga ever tried you on the road? Like, you know, cause niggas, I don't give a fuck who you are. Niggas don't try to move. Like, on the road, out of town, you know, like, you know, niggas get mad when you can't just like, walk and take pictures with them and shit.
Check in shit. Like, nigga, like, baby, check in, baby. I don't even say nothing to niggas except if they say that to me. Like, that's the only time.
What do you say?
Like, a nigga like, fuck, baby. I don't even say nothing. But if a nigga be like, check in, like, they do something to me. Check in, shit.
Check in with who?
And then I had a situation. I had a situation in St. Louis where I came to the video shoot, but I was like 2-3 hours late. And when I went in there, I had on like some high-top Alpha 1 that I wanted to change to the low-top Alpha 1. So I walked out the little building to the Sprinter and changed my clothes. And a nigga like, they fuck nigga just walked out. Like,
I met. Oh, you talking about the shit on Instagram?
Yeah, he like, yeah. I made these folk get on his ass, some one of my men, and walk out.
You and harder, yeah.
He stayed in there because I was coming back. Shit, you know what I'm saying? So my man walked out, like, hell no, nah, I ain't going in there. Like, that shit dead. I'm like, what the hell you talking about? He like, man, that nigga tripping, man. He just saw the nigga by the time they come out. He like, fuck nigga, you just said, goddamn, whatever. So now he done told me what he said. I'm like, that shit dead. Like, and I gave a nigga money back, though. Like, I gave him the money back.
Yeah, nigga, you just fucked the whole
like,
vibe up.
Yeah, like, I ain't even going, you talking about fuck, nigga. No way I can even shoot the video for the money. Like, you feel me? I gave him the money back and do. But, like, that's most of the only crazy thing happened to me. Like, I don't, like, we. Nah, I take that back. Somebody tried to snap my chain before in North Carolina.
When? Mm. Recently?
Yeah, nah. But it went on no like walk. Like, I think Offset and them had gotten to it in the club, and like World or some shit, and goddamn, it was like Tim Ball's club. Everybody was like, when I'm leaving, but like I'm on game. Like I've been doing this shit forever. So when the commotion go on, I put my chains in my shirt already. When I was walking, a nigga came from behind me and just, but my chains was already in my shirt. He didn't know my chains was in my shirt. He know I had on chains, so he like, someone, I just, in the midst of everybody, goddamn, like, that's why, like, when I walk out the club, I don't let the bros, like, touch me and, like, hey, everybody, we gonna walk slowly. and we're gonna take our time. All that, like, everybody, like, you know.
Yeah,
like,
nigga gonna get in the confusion.
That's when you can get in the middle. Like, bro, hey, y'all stop. Make everybody get back slowly. Like, and we can walk, bro. I'm looking down at my chains and shit. So y'all give me enough space so I can walk. Don't grab me. My security don't pull me, don't touch me, really.
Yeah.
No, this club security, I don't even want you. Because y'all pushing and I want the bros. They know how to do it. Y'all get around me, make sure nobody don't reach their hand, because it ain't nothing to get your chain.
Hell no, any nigga can't, because nigga grab that you don't.
Shit, no, I don't even say nigga can't take my chain. I say what's gonna happen if you do take
it. Yeah, real
but
shit.
Niggas you can take your chain. You man, can. You can even get the hint, I can win, and you can get my chain. Yeah. It's the chain. You feel
niggas
can
take an ass whipping for that shit.
Nigga, take an ass. You could, boy, y'all can get on a nigga ass. Yeah. When a nigga get the chain and go down
and start passing them off and shit, these niggas pass them off.
It's over. You don't got your chain back, so I already know nigga can get that chain.
Nah, real shit.
Nigga can get that chain.
Nigga, get that chain, but dude, you got enough nuts to take what's gonna come with this.
That's my own thing. You feel what I'm saying? Like, so. But, so we don't have to get into that. Like, all right, y'all stay back. Make sure y'all don't get up on me before I get reach for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because now what else you expect a nigga to do who ain't got nothing?
I know what niggas on. You know what I mean? I know for a fact what niggas on. I'm telling you, hey, bro, get your ass back, bro. Don't put your hand up.
Yeah.
Niggas say, what's up, nigga? Don't put your hand up. Like,
oh, check in. What you say, baby? What niggas say this shit?
Nah, I don't know, but I should. You fucked up, man. No, nigga, none of that, nigga.
Nigga was shooting the bitch up.
Man, oh, God, nigga. For real. But, like, I don't respect it. But I respect it.
Because some niggas go for it.
Because it's like, nah, I'm saying, I ain't respecting check in nowhere. I respect when niggas be on some My City shit. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But I don't be on it, like. But I ain't coming trying to take over your city booked me. You feel me? Like, so, you know, it's love here. You know what I'm saying? I ain't on no, like, my own baby on the nigga. But it's your town. Like, that's why I tell my security, too, like, hey, don't be putting your hand on these niggas.
I ain't gonna go for.
Man, tell a nigga, screw me. Don't be all that old, like, you got baby coming through pushing. Don't do that shit.
Yeah, cause nigga gonna try me off.
Like, hey, I ain't on that, bro. Yeah. Man, these folk. Yeah. Don't push these folk, man. Tap them. Hey, you let me buy. When they see me, they need to, you know, they'll get by. You know, don't be all right, pushing on it, cause if the security push me, we got a problem.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck who you with. Then they make a nigga like this pussy ass nigga, baby. I should push
you.
When I ain't need that type of nigga. You feel me? I don't even have my folk handling no nigga like that. Like, they might be just a club security. Y'all all the issue though. I like, y'all can walk. I walk myself. I'm good. I can handle myself down there with the bro. They know what to do. They know what they ain't going to push no nigga out the way and shit. They screaming, bro. Y'all let her by.
Yeah.
Like, real respectful. Nigga, I ain't on that.
I remember one time we had shit in South Carolina. They going in there, clean the state. Like, clear the state, big bank coming. I was like, hey, man, y'all ain't got to do all y'all gonna make the tension so fucked up.
So now
up.
They at you like, this nigga think you gotta come here clean? Nah, but I ain't on that. I'm telling you, I ain't on that. They ain't got nothing to do with me. These folk on that.
Yeah, real
I'm,
shit.
I'm on some screw me type shit, cause that way when I know if it go left, I ain't in the wrong.
Exactly.
It go left like that, I'm down in the wrong. You pushing these folk, nigga, turn around and smack me out now, you feel me? Like, or build ain't nuts up to run up down me type shit. Like,
or start squeezing anything. And that
definitely, even that's the most thing I'm scared of, you feel me? Like, but versus me, I done told you to excuse me and all that, then you still on some bullshit.
It is what it is.
And it is what it is, but I ain't trying to be I ain't trying to start shit. You feel me? I ain't trying to be the reason.
Who you ain't work with that you want to work with in the game?
Andre 3000.
That'd be hard too.
That's hard.
Just on some
Atlanta shit.
Yeah, like GOAT shit. He GOAT Atlanta. Just
that's hard.
You know what I'm saying?
That should be hard too.
Yeah, just that's like the only person I can think, cause I really be like bumping shoulders with everybody nowadays. Like, he about the only person who ain't in my reach. Like, he probably is better than I know, but like, just far, you know, he ain't on the social. I don't see him out. I done seen him like 2-3 times before I was a rapper, like on regular day shit just in Atlanta, like, but I ain't bumped into him like since I've been a rapper though.
Oh, you'll push up on him like, man, let's do it.
Yeah, I'm just gonna holler, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just holler, you feel me? Just
that's hard.
See if he know me type shit. You feel me?
Nah, he know you.
He definitely know you.
Shit like that. but you'll be surprised, man. That's what I'm saying, you know, like, some artists, you'll be surprised. They act like, I don't even know you. Like,
what else they supposed to do? Saying, you ain't feel like they'll took their spot. Like,
I ain't saying Andre 3000 to do no shit. Like, no. I'm saying, like, but you'll never know. Like,
They act like they ain't never heard none of your song. Like, yeah, I've been hearing about you, but I ain't
yeah,
got a single.
Like,
you lying, pussy. I mean, your girl listening to my shit.
Your children listening to my shit.
Yeah, going yeah, up. Whoa.
You talking about, I'm you lying. Folk. Ain't no way you, like, but I just, I.
You know, that's the rap nigga shit. See, that's why I applaud you, bro. You ain't got on no rap nigga shit. You just on some little
yeah,
baby
yeah,
shit.
Like, even if I don't know you out there, I'm capping.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, like I that. Want you to feel like I know
yeah,
you, bro.
Yeah, keep doing what you're doing. I've been hearing you. Like, I ain't heard you, period, man. You feel me? But yeah. I ain't going to be like, who you say you was again? Like, come on, man.
Man, you know you know a nigga.
Yeah, you really let me know you a hater. Okay. You a hater.
Yeah.
Hey, finally, bro, like, Big Facts, man, we got a lot of people watching from behind the walls in prison and shit that, you know what I'm saying, fuck with the movement and shit. What would you say to the niggas behind the wall to get us some motivation? Because you've been behind there yourself.
A lot of these songs be for them already. You feel me? Like, they know that. They can feel them that way. Because I've been there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in tune with the prison system too much, really. You feel me? Like, I got so many bros shit down the road, family, like, niggas who I don't got no niggas who I met in jail, like, I ain't fucking no niggas, like, no shit like that, but I got real people in jail, like, who was in jail with me, who I was talking to before I went to prison, like, who I'm still in tune with, and then now it's, like, different, because I'm, like, I got this power now, you know what I'm saying, like, I got a voice, I got money, I got so much, it's so different now, like, that shit crazy, like, man, but it's still people in prison who don't know about me, like, who only look at, they only hear my music and they only look at these interviews.
Mm.
So, like, if they don't catch the interview while I'm in it, they don't even know about me. They only can hear the music, but they don't know about me. They really look at interviews, like, them prison niggas, like, try to learn niggas and shit like that.
What's something you never told the world, like, that you want to get out from Lil Baby mouth, like, because you really... You be popping your shit, but you don't really just, you know what I'm saying,
get these fucking detail. You feel me?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Try to just get into details, because I don't know.
Something that the world might not know about Lil Baby, like shit you listen to or watch on TV, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Shit that entertain you.
I don't know. Like, just no off the wall shit. Like, what you see, what you get with me down there. I ain't no... I ain't got no weird side, like no other side, like.
Nah, man, ain't too like that. I'm too like, bro, like, do a nigga watch goddamn like, Love & Hip Hop, Housewife, yeah, whatever, like, do you watch TV or anything?
I don't do none of that, like, Love & Hip Hop in jail, them hoes on TV, I ain't watching none of that, like.
He really be hustling, now. He say that in his lyrics, like, he gotta stay in motion, like, he really be moving.
Whenever I hit the bed, I go to sleep. So, like, whatever I do, I watch Power. So I make sure I get me a, you know what I'm saying, a little time space for that. Like,
yeah.
But it might take me, like, 4-5 days to watch one episode. Because when I lay down, I'm usually, like, 5 minutes down. Anytime. Anywhere, really. If I lay down right now and then flow, like, 5 minutes, I'm going to go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? So I only be having a chance to watch TV and shit. Like, I'm always on the go from the time I wake up, basically. You know what I'm saying? Phone ringing. If I'm in the house, I ain't really trying to watch TV, so.
So did you ever thought your life would be a schedule, like, how you got down? I called the other day trying to get a date for somebody. They said, man, that nigga got damn Friday goes to December, shit like that, like.
See, goddamn, like, and that guy, I ain't never even think it could be what it is right now anyway. Like, I always thought I was going to be a big dope boy, though, like. Off top, like,
too.
Billionaire. I already, like, I'm gonna be a millionaire, like,
yeah.
So that been my mindset for a long, long time now. So, like, one time I got in my mode when it was like it kind of hit me. One time I was smoking on the balcony, it just like everything almost hit me. Like, damn, like I was almost crying, like. That shit had hit me, like, everything, like, this shit real, like, boy, I made it, like, from just, like, I just started, like, thinking about shit, like, but I try not to go in that space too much, like, I gonna get up out of that shit, like, I be on the go so much, you know what I'm saying, so I could just go on and try not to phase it, like, you steady wrong, you steady wrong, like, more you goddamn. And own it, something wrong, like, it don't go right. So I take it for what it's worth. I don't take it for granted. Try to take advantage of it and then keep going. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's love, bro. We appreciate you coming through, man.
We appreciate it, man. My turn.
Y'all having me, man.
20 songs out there. Definitely. Stream it everywhere.
We're going out tonight.
We're going crazy tonight.
Number one. The number one nigga, Lil Baby. Give it up for Lil Baby, man. Representing that A-Town, number one. On top of the game.
For the A-Town, like. And that's why I got 20 songs. I got 20 songs because I don't got no speaker.
We'll hook it up.
We'll hook it up
after this.
I got like 20 songs because I got like different songs. You know what I'm saying? Like, song for like street niggas. Song for people who ain't really in the street. Like, pains. Like, I got like a rich nigga song, you know what I'm saying? Like broke nigga song. I got a couple different songs, you know what I'm saying?
But you be had to do shit too for the tour sake too, you know what I'm saying?
All the time.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta be able to perform these songs because that's how I'm gonna be able to get the money off this shit.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Exactly.
Like, if I don't got them, like, okay, to the point, I don't even like saying nigga in my song. If you catch it, I say hit her now. My shows be so white when I say nigga and they say nigga, that shit do something to me. Like, for real. Like, I got the whole crowd saying nigga to me. I start saying hitter. Like, I just be saying hitter.
That's hard.
I don't be saying nigga like that. You know, I'm a sick because that's my vocabulary, but for the most part, like, I try to take that out. Because now, when I'm in the booth and I'm rapping, I got to think about my fans who I'm rapping to. Like, it could be a hoe. And I'm thinking about, like, I want her to like this part. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to think about it. Now it's like, damn, bring them down the road. They going to feel their part. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got it down there. Cater to who I'm rapping to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I'm rapping to, like, bad bitches, solid niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody who want to get a bankroll. The OGs listen to me. You know what I'm saying? Rich niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, pretty women. Like, kids. I got to keep everything in consideration when I'm rapping, so like, I try to just go on it. You know what I'm saying?
My turn. Make sure y'all go fuck with that. Big shouts out, Lil Baby, for pulling up the Big Facts.
Oh, definitely. We don't get Big Fat turn all the way up. I fuck with Big Fat. I be watching you, motherfucker.
You do.
Hell yeah.
We appreciate that.
All on.
That love,
bro. We appreciate that.
Bro, with that 23rd deep at the spot, we gone. We see you post a new one. Something like that.
Yeah. That's love.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
It's going down March 20th. It's the shit show at the Buckhead Theater. You know, this the ATL Apollo where all the up-and-coming stars come to shine. If you can make it at the shit show, you can make it anywhere. It's the funniest shit you ever seen in your life. And it's all going down March 20th at the Buckhead Theater. Make sure you go to theshitshowatl.com right now and get your tickets. March 20th at the Buckhead Theater. It's the shit show. Brought to you by Live Nation.